Welcome to Wise and Well, presented by Community Memorial Healthcare. I'm your host, Maggie McKay. Today, we have a truly unique guest whose professional journey is a testament to dedication and local pride. We're sitting down with Dr. Patrick Yang, urologist, who specializes in advanced minimally invasive surgery right here at Community Memorial. But Dr. Yang's story with our hospital started long before he picked up a scalpel. It started in our very own emergency department. We're going to reminisce on his path from ED scribe to a highly skilled urologist. Dr. Yang, welcome.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. So you started as a scribe in the emergency department at Community Memorial Hospital, Ventura. Can you share a specific early memory of your time working in the emergency department and how that experience shaped your view of the hospital and healthcare in general?
So one of my earliest memories of working in the emergency department was really just watching how all the staff in the emergency department, the nurses, the techs, physicians, how they all just are so focused on treating a patient. One of the most early memories that I've had is an elderly gentleman with chest pain and the coordination of the entire team just coming together and providing the best care for that patient. That was kind of the earliest memories that really lasted a long relationship there.
What was the single biggest skill or lesson you learned as an ED employee? Maybe something non-clinical that you now realize is absolutely essential to your success as a urologist?
Yeah, I would say one of the biggest skills that I took from working in the ED was just learning how to stay composed and the importance of communicating clearly, especially when things got chaotic. Especially as a urologist, I find myself there are times where keeping your composure is extremely important and vital. And that's something that I learned very early on from my time working in the ED.
And your time scribing connected you with some of Community Memorial's most renowned urologists, including Dr. Beigler and Dr. Kudami. What was it like working so closely with them? And what specific advice or insight did they give you that truly pushed you toward a career in urology?
When I first started working with them, I was not only learning how to work with them as physicians, but also the field of urology as well. And one of the things that I was able to truly learn from them is being the quarterback of the team and really taking an important role in a patient's healthcare and developing these long-term relationships and having the ability to really treat a patient from start to finish and helping them with any sort of problems they may have.
Knowing the inner workings of the hospital already, what was the moment or the core inspiration that made you decide to trade your ED role for a medical degree and specifically pursue urology?
I wouldn't say there was a single moment, but it was definitely a gradual realization. Working in the ED, we see patients that are in their most vulnerable state, right? And in transitioning to that to urology, where I learned I was able to have these long-lasting relationships with patients and seeing them and being an integral part of their care, it's truly a privilege. And so that was the motivation behind that.
Community Memorial is your professional home base. And now that you've returned as a urologist, how does your history inform your interactions with the staff, from nurses and technicians to the new ED employees?
It's been incredibly rewarding to have this full circle moment. You know, some of the nurses that I work with today, I still remember working with them back when I was a scribe and back when I did rotations here as a medical student. And so coming from that position and having that relationship early on, it truly makes me value every person and every role that's required to make a team really work.
And you brought your Da Vinci surgical expertise back to Community Memorial. Can you walk us through a patient scenario, perhaps treating a kidney stone or BPH, where your ability to perform a minimally invasive robotic procedure significantly changes the patient's hospital stay and recovery time?
Yeah, so robotic surgery is commonly used for prostate cancer, kidney cancer, and also benign conditions like BPH. But I would say one of the most grateful patients in my practice are patients who undergo the robotic surgery for BPH. And they notice immediate improvement in their symptoms. And a lot of times it results in quicker recovery, less pain, and just having this ability to offer these to patients, it's a privilege. And it's amazing to see what it can do to help patients recover.
Besides the robotic surgeries, what are the most common conditions you treat in your clinic? And what kinds of patients do you see on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah, so I definitely see a broad range of patients who come in needing care for kidney stones, prostatic enlargements, and urinary issues that can affect both men and women. And furthermore, men's health concerns like low testosterone or infertility. And so a big part of my job is education and helping patients feel comfortable talking about topics that they may not necessarily always feel comfortable about discussing.
And many listeners are part of the local Ventura County community where you grew up. So what does it mean to you personally to know you'll be serving the people and the place you've called home for your entire life?
It's hard to describe what it means to treat people in the same community where I grew up. And it's incredibly humbling and very personal. And I feel very privileged to be able to give back to the community that also took care of me.
Dr. Yang, for a young person today who may be working in an entry-level position at a hospital, what's one piece of advice you would give them about pursuing their ultimate career goal in medicine or healthcare?
I would say to never underestimate where even an entry-level job like a scribe can ultimately take you. When I was a scribe, I never imagined that I would one day return to this hospital as a surgeon. So I would say, show up every day, be curious, don't afraid to ask questions. And most importantly is to just talk to as many people as you can and find mentors who can guide you in the right direction. And every single person that you meet is a door that can open. So I would say that's my biggest piece of advice.
That's so true. And for people who don't know, what does a scribe do?
So a scribe works closely with physicians and physician's assistant, where in the patient encounter, the scribe will document the interaction between the physician and the patient. And ultimately, they're part of the team that helps make everything run efficiently. So it's one less thing that the physician has to spend more time on, and it can allow them to focus more of their attention on giving the best care possible to the patient.
How can patients get a hold of you?
Yeah, patients can get a hold of me at mycmh.org, and happy to see and help any patients that may be in need.
Thank you so much for taking the time and sharing your story. This was so fun.
Yeah, thank you so much. Once again, it's surreal to be back, but I'm glad to be back and helping the community.
Yeah, they're lucky to have you. Again, that's Dr. Patrick Yang. To find out more, please visit mycmh.org. And if you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels and check out our entire podcast library for topics of interest to you. I'm Maggie McKay. Thanks for listening to Wise and Well, presented by Community Memorial Healthcare.